You're now listening to Off the Rim.
Hello, everybody. I'm Samuel Pierman. Hello. Welcome to Off the Rails. I'm joined here alongside my two fellow co-hosts. Can you introduce yourselves?
I'll let you do it first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. My name is Brody West. I am from Mooresville. Why are we doing introductions like it's the first day of school again? I don't understand what's going on.
I think you jumped to the introduction.
Did I jump to the conclusions?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're jumping to conclusions. You're assuming too quickly.
No, I'm Brody.
Okay.
I'm Gabe.
Hello.
Hello.
Fellas.
Hi.
I got something to talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I think we're getting fired.
What? Yeah, we're getting kicked off.
Boss man said nuh-uh.
No
more.
No, I'm not firing you guys.
Yet.
I couldn't find replacements. So, listen.
Dang.
We're safe.
Today, I got a subject that's been stuck in my mind that got asked to me to figure something out yesterday during my speech class. What is a hot dog?
Right. And is hot
a hot dog a sandwich?
No. It's a
look
taco.
Up the definition of a cannoli.
What's a cannoli?
Look up the definition.
Are you
and we'll figure
me
it out.
That a hot dog is a cannoli?
Look it up. Let's see what it is. Let's see what the definition of a cannoli is.
Gabe, lead researcher, what is a cannoli?
Well, we're currently figuring that out here today on Why
I
My
think
Internet
it's
slow.
A thing wrapped.
What?
A meat thing that is wrapped in a bread kind of thing.
So would that mean that euros are cannolis?
Technically, euros Burritos are cannolis.
Are cannolis?
Mm-hmm. Technically, with a filling. If it's filled with something.
Cannoli is a tube-shaped Italian dessert that consists of fried pastry dough stuffed with a sweet, creamy cheese filling.
So technically...
It is a dessert.
But it can be also made into, like, not a dessert.
It kind of looks like an open-ended burrito.
Yes. But a burrito only has... Well, no. A burrito is closed on both ends.
Yes. That's why it's an open-ended burrito.
So it can't be a burrito. A burrito can't be a cannoli.
No.
And a cannoli cannot be a hot dog. Because a cannoli is open.
But a hot dog cannot be a sandwich, I'm going to be honest.
A hot dog is open along the top.
Yeah.
And the ends. While a cannoli is only open on the ends.
Mm.
And a burrito isn't open on any end.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you, like, cut into it, then you're eating a burrito with both sides open. Why would you do that? Is my question. If anybody out there actually eats burritos like that, find help.
Find a new hobby.
Yeah, find a new way to eat burritos. There's a better way. The ones that's less messy.
Try upside down.
Upside down?
Yeah.
What do you mean upside down?
Eat the whole burrito upside down.
Upside down? Start eating.
I don't think there is a burrito having upside down.
The wrong way.
But there's no way, unless you eat it like you're eating a banana, not like a banana, like you're eating an apple.
You
eat it.
Yeah,
then
I was about to say,
way.
You could eat it like corn on the cob. You could just go around and leave the middle.
I don't think it would hold stability.
It would not.
It would only work
with
a frozen burrito.
I don't think there is a backwards or forwards way of a burrito because they're pretty much identical.
What about a left and a right?
But there most certainly is. There most certainly is a wrong way to eat a burrito. And that is just going around it.
From any way other than one side of burrito in mouth, eat and keep eating until it's gone.
What?
So...
That's the only correct way.
Yeah. You have to start at one side and finish it from that side.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You can't eat it long ways. You got to eat it the normal way. Wait,
landscape,
no.
Landscape, not portrait.
You mean the wide ways?
Yeah.
Can't eat it the wide ways. Got to eat it the long ways.
That one, yes.
There you go.
Like my longitude rather than my latitude.
Yes, sir.
What is a hot dog?
What is a hot dog?
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
I've heard a lot of people bring up the idea that a hot dog is a taco, but
it is a taco.
It technically could be. It is a taco.
With the bread.
But here's the
deal. It's open-ended with an open top, and you put condiments on top of it with the meat.
Yeah, but here's the deal between a hot dog and a taco. Taco has lots of small pieces of meat, while a hot dog is just one single meat.
But it's still meat.
It is meat.
It's a lot of small pieces of meat in it.
Also, you can put chicken in there. It's not just ground beef.
Ooh.
You're right.
Like a sausage?
You can put sausage in there.
You can put a sausage in a hot dog bun.
So meat doesn't matter.
Meat?
It's just hot dog bun.
So is a hot dog a brat?
Is a hot dog a brat? No.
Why not? It's the same thing.
They're the same shape.
With the same everything about it
except for the flavor.
But that doesn't mean it's different. It's the same construction.
We're delving really far into this.
We are.
What
yeah.
if I put bacon in my hot dog?
It's still a hot dog.
It's a hot dog but with bacon bits.
Just no, like a brat is a hot dog just bacon. With sausage instead of hot dog.
Okay. But how many hot dogs, just regular hot dogs out there, do you see filled with cheese?
Three.
A couple.
Really?
Yeah, go to like any grocery
like
store and
cheese
look.
Stick?
It's filled
no,
with
like a
no,
cheese stick. Like
not, it's know, like cheese and it melts while you're cooking it.
Yeah, you like ever seen those cheddar bacon?
There's cheddar brats and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also cheddar there's also cheddar jalapeno.
I love
hot
those.
Dogs.
Hmm.
Yes.
Cheddar jalapeno. Mm.
What?
I'm you gotta sorry. Look.
It's
you gotta
spicy food.
You gotta look.
If you're gonna, Gabe, if you're gonna say something, speak up a little bit.
I'm so sorry. Am I not loud enough?
No, it's just that you whisper something while someone else is talking, and it's.
I hope somebody's
you kind of
like
overlay
paying attention
each other,
to me,
just like you're doing right now.
What are you talking about?
You just did it.
No,
Gabe.
I didn't.
You have a bad habit.
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. Maybe people like it.
No.
You sure?
It makes it difficult to communicate. Is what I'm saying.
Hot dogs.
What? Okay.
They're a taco.
They are not a taco.
They're a taco.
They're not
what?
A taco.
Perrin, what in your mind is a taco?
A taco?
No, what in your mind is a hot dog? Sorry.
A hot dog? Well, to be completely fair, I think that what defines a hot dog is based on the shape of the bun. The shape of the bun itself is one piece. One piece bun designed perfectly to fit one hot dog in it. There are some out there that are designed to hold more, but you can put one hot dog in it.
They design buns to hold
so,
more than one hot
oh,
dog?
Oh, yeah, they do.
What? So,
the double shaboing boing hot dog buns are insane. Like, let me tell you, it's like a Subway hot dog. It's massive.
Let's talk about this. What is the shape of a bun?
What is the shape of the bun?
Yeah, is it? It's a U, right?
It's well,
a V or a U?
Well, kind of.
To V or U with open-ended sides and top.
Except usually one side is flat and the other side is rounded. Just a little bit.
Just like a crunchy shell taco.
Okay, but here's the deal about a taco. It's a tortilla. A tortilla is a flatbread. A hot dog bun is a lifted bread.
What about flour?
Flour?
What about flour tortillas?
Flour tortillas? Those are a little bit fluffier, but they're still flat.
But it's bread.
It is bread. All right, let me tell you this. Do you make tacos with hamburger buns?
Technically, you could, but I don't. You could. You could 100% do that.
With a hamburger bun and then fold it?
No, with a hot dog bun.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that.
Wait, what? No, I'm talking about hamburger buns.
No, you can't do it with a hamburger bun,
it's
but you can do it with a hot dog bun.
Okay, but how much of everything are you going to be able to fit on a single hot dog bun?
Everything you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to need a really big hot dog bun, though.
It depends on how innovative you are with the hot dog bun.
You could hollow out.
You could either hollow it out. You could also smash it down, make it more of a flatbread.
And then it wouldn't be a hot dog bun anymore.
But it is a hot dog bun because
you're not a hot dog.
You just
bun.
Flattened it.
But it's still a hot dog.
Now bun. It's a flattened bread.
No, it's a hot dog bun because it's flour.
The deal is, it's not tall enough, you know, to hold all the stuff that you would need for a taco. You know how, like, when you take a taco, like a tortilla, and you fold up, you've got a lot of space from top to bottom, right?
Mm.
So that right. you can put your stuff in. Mm. If you do that with a hot dog bun, it's not going to go very far.
Mm.
It just opens and closes on a hinge, and it's very small. It's meant for length, not height.
Mm.
So that brings into the next thing is length.
Ooh.
What do you put on a hot dog? Sauce.
Relish.
Relish.
No.
Sometimes you put chili, like...
Chili cheese dog?
Yeah, chili cheese dog. Mm. That's all designed so you can go in one direction. You do one thing of ketchup, one thing of mustard, one thing of chili, one thing of cheese. All in one direction.
Mm.
Along the length of the hot dog.
Right.
With a taco, you just kind of throw it in there.
No.
Except you don't just throw the sauce in there. If you have a hard shell taco, you're not just like...
Well,
it's
no.
the exact same thing.
You're doing the exact same thing, just with sour cream, hot sauce, or whatever you put on your
But if you just go
salsa.
Salsa.
But if you do it in just a single line, you're going to be wasting a lot of space. There's a lot more space you can fill in a tortilla wrap than you can with a hot dog.
Herman, how do you put sauce on your tacos?
How do I put sauce on my tacos?
Yes.
Well, put the meat in, the lettuce, the tomatoes, the cheese, the peppers, and put some sauce on it.
But how do you orientate the sauce?
I just kind of go around in a circle bit.
Circle?
Yeah.
So it's just in the middle?
You're not getting any sauce on the outside.
On the outside?
So look, do you use hard shells or soft shells? Do you usually eat?
I'm a bit of both.
Which do you prefer?
It is food to me.
Okay.
Soft shell.
I'm a soft shell guy.
Thank you.
Let's say you're doing soft shell, and this is even because it's even easier to disprove your point with hard shells. Because hard shells, you have to do it in a line, or you're not going to get any sauce but in the middle.
Yeah, with a hard shell.
With a hard shell. Soft shell, you also kind of have to do it in a line because you also wanted to get throughout the whole taco shell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like your sour cream, you're not just putting sour cream in the middle in a circle. It's going to be a straight line across.
I don't use sour cream. I think sour cream's disgusting.
We need to call in an expert.
We do.
Who?
Who do we know is an expert
in
on
tacos?
Hot dogs and tacos.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog is a really good answer.
I don't think he knows much about tacos, though.
But he knows a thing or two about Shaboing Boings.
Yes.
He's very clever at that. Like, in every adaptation of Sonic, there's always been hot dogs and chili dogs. I don't know. Gabe, are you a hot dog expert or taco expert?
I minored in hot dog education in college.
Oh, really? Which university?
Shaboing Boing University.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to the hot
Hines
dog
University.
College.
Hines University. If there's a ketchup university out there, I'm going to be a little upset.
It's probably a YouTube college.
YouTube college, but it's Hines. How much do you have to pay?
You have to pay off student loans for YouTube channel.
You got a small loan to pursue my YouTube
education.
Sorry,
that just made me laugh. I just thought about that. My bad. No, but I think a taco and a hot dog are very similar.
They're similar, but they're not the same.
But, like, they're, like, 99% the same.
Almost.
It's just one is a flatbread, one is not a flatbread. Let's be honest. That's the only difference that I can distinguish.
And the kind of stuff you put on a hot dog. Like, you're not going to put...
You're not going to
put the stuff you put on a taco on a hot dog.
But if we're, like, going super specific, or do you want to go super specific about it or super vague?
How specific do you want to get and how vague do you want to get?
So, how vague I'm thinking is... A hot dog slash taco has either a flatbread or cornbread or corn kind of tortilla or flour tortilla in a U shape. So it's either a flour based. So let's say we're doing a flour tortilla. A hot dog is a flour based bread in the shape of a U or a V that you can put something in that you put a meat. Of any sort inside, and you put toppings on top of. You could also say that the same thing for a tortilla, for a taco.
Okay, so what you're telling me is, if I put a hot dog in a tortilla shell, I should not be able to tell the difference between that and a hot dog bun.
I'm not saying you couldn't tell the difference. I'm saying you would be disgraced by a lot of people, but it's still taco.
Everyone in the world would be seeing you as an insane human being.
It's technically still taco, though.
I did that, though.
So what you're telling me is that if I took a hot dog, put it in a tortilla, and I put all the things that I would put on a hot dog, wrapped it up, I would see no difference compared to if I put it in a normal bun.
By definition, yes.
By definition. Well, let me do the flip side. Take everything you would put in a taco and put it in a hot dog bun. What do you get?
It is a taco.
It's still a taco.
But that breading's going to be a little odd, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. It's still a taco, though.
Yeah.
Okay, now
bread can be different.
Okay.
Now I mean, how many? There's sourdough, baguettes. There's so many different types of bread.
Yeah, there's also, like, corn tortillas, flour tortillas.
I'm talking about cornbread.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your standard hot dog bun. Like, you go to a grill out and you see... The hot dog's being cooked on the grill right next to the buns. Those kinds of buns.
Crazy bread.
Crazy bread?
Why are you talking about crazy bread?
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread. I thought you were talking about the Little Caesars breadsticks.
It took a minute to figure out what it was called again.
Wonder Bread? Well, let's think about this. Have you guys ever had... You've run out of hot dog buns.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're having hot dogs. And yes. Your parents completely forget that you don't have hot dog buns.
Right.
What do you use?
Bread.
Regular slices of bread. Is that still a hot dog?
Well, the meat's still a hot dog. The bread is just flat bread.
But it's a hot dog still.
Kind of.
No, it is.
Kind of. That's an actual
hot
dog.
That's a hot dog because it's bread in the shape of a U or a V.
It's going to taste
with toppings on top with meat in the middle.
But it's not as fluffy.
But it's still a hot dog.
I'm not saying it's not a hot dog. I'm just saying that the bread is different.
No.
Yeah, the bread is different, but it's also the same. It's different in the way it's made, but it's the same flavor. It's the same flavor of bread. It's white bread. Or wheat bread or whatever you have with your hot dogs.
Right.
It's usually the same.
It is going to be a little off, though, because you got that crust, and then you got the... You know, with most flatbread, it's a lot... what's the word I'm looking for? Not porous.
Starchy?
Not starchy.
Rise. The bread rises when you cook it.
Yeah. It's got less floof to it compared to a honey... Not a honey bun.
It doesn't rise. Yeah, you're right. They don't let it rise. They just cook it. But if it has flour, it is bread. I'm not saying it is a bread shape.
I'm not arguing about the bread. I'm just saying that the bread is different.
The bread is different.
Right.
It's still a hot dog. It's just a sadder version of one.
Right, but that doesn't change the fact that it is a hot dog or is a taco.
It's not a taco.
It is a taco.
Let's say you're behind on rent. We're all behind on rent here.
Okay.
You want tacos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have a white Wonder Bread piece of bread. You really want tacos.
Mm.
You make it. Is it still a taco?
That's a really good question. Because usually with tacos, you need to use a tortilla.
Not true.
That's kind of like the... Well, okay.
Same with a quesadilla.
Right.
Burrito.
So you're telling me you make burritos with flatbread? Just standard bread?
You could.
You could.
I'm asking, do you do that?
Not often, no.
In my life, yes.
How good was it?
It wasn't awful.
It was edible?
At some point, you forget that you were eating white bread.
You got to kind of mentally block that out. Just like,
no, you just eat it, and it tastes the same because it's flour white bread.
There's got to be something different to it.
We need to get a, like...
Nice when you are poor, there's nothing different about a tortilla and Wonder Bread.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, tortilla is like the base standard for a taco.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you change out that, something's going to feel
a
little off.
What's the base standard for a PB&J sandwich?
For a PB&J? No, flatbread.
Okay.
It's not
just your standard bread.
I thought it was just bread.
It is just
bread. It's not flatbread. It's just bread.
I keep saying flatbread. I'm
sliced bread.
No.
Sliced bread. Greatest invention since normal bread.
If we're going down this, you know how an Uncrustable is like it's PB&J wrapped really nice without the crust and it's like sealed around the edges, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing as a pie. A pie has whatever the filling is wrapped around the edges sealed.
So
an Uncrustable PB&J is a pie, is what he's saying. It is a pie.
Is it a pie? That is a really good question. Oh, wow, you're right.
It's still white bread, though.
It is white bread, but the deal with most pies is they're usually, like, baked and cooked so that they have that crispy outside.
You can toast an Uncrustable.
You could.
You could also fry an Uncrustable.
You could do that.
Those are good.
Have you gone to a fair in, like, the South?
I've had fried Oreos.
Try frying butter.
I am not eating butter.
You dip it in the same thing you put an Oreo in. You dip it in the fryer. You take it out.
That actually sounds really, really good.
Yeah, it does. I want to try one day. But yeah, in some fairs, they do sell fried Uncrustables or fried PBJ.
We should buy a tiny little deep fryer from like Walmart or something.
And yeah, come in just here and come in here and use oil.
We should
in
do
the
live.
Front room.
Yeah.
Live.
Go live on WBDG's Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Frying up food and testing it. Prove yeah. our point.
Yeah. We can make hot dogs using tortillas and tacos using Wonder Bread.
Yes.
100% we could. And you know what? It'd be the same thing.
Nobody said we couldn't.
I beg to differ.
Well, you can beg all you want. I don't think anybody
Yeah, get
will
on
agree.
Your knees and beg. It's not going to change the day. It's not going to change anything.
No one will forgive you.
Please!
No. No. It is... A taco is not a hot dog, but a hot dog is a taco.
Okay.
That is how I see it.
That is... That's a strange, paradoxal way to see it.
If you
Well, it's the same thing
pizza.
As a rectangle is a square, but a square is not a rectangle.
Oh, yeah. True. Never
it's
mind.
It's the same thing.
It's not a paradox. Never mind. I'm
yes.
just... Okay, back to the whole pie thing.
What? Is a pizza a pie?
Is a pizza a pie? What do you... Gabe?
Yes. A stuffed crust pizza is a pie.
What do they okay. call a whole pizza?
Pizza pie.
A pizza pie. It's a pie.
So does that mean that you don't necessarily need that top sheet of whatever your bread is for it to
I
be a pie?
I wouldn't say that.
What about like a pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
They don't normally put a sheet of...
It doesn't have a top crust. In
yeah,
fact,
pie crust.
You're right.
Neither does what? What's it called? Coconut cream pie?
Coconut... just coconut.
Key coconut pie.
Coconut pie, cream pie in general. Just
yeah.
doesn't have a
Some pies.
Top layer.
Right.
What's it like a... A chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie as
Pecan
well.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie? Oh, dude. No, now
Shepherd's
I'm,
pie.
Don't talk about shepherd's use, pie.
But then you have, like, chicken pot pie and, like, apple pie, like, cherry pie.
Which are different. They have the crust on
they
top.
They have the crust on top.
Mm. Yeah. I think that with pie, it you just need that bottom crust.
Yeah.
Bottom crust and something in the middle.
If I fold a pizza, does that make it a taco?
That becomes a calzone.
It does become a calzone.
You just described a calzone.
Would a calzone be considered a taco?
Well, a calzone is sealed.
Or a
well,
hot
yeah,
dog.
Calzones are sealed.
They're sealed. So it's technically, if you fold a pizza and it's not sealed, it's not a calzone because it's
yeah.
not sealed.
Would it be a
pie? It'd be a taco.
If it was sealed?
It would be
no,
a taco.
It wouldn't be a taco. It would still be a pizza.
It would still
because,
be a pizza.
Because New York, they have such large pieces of pizza, they have to fold it to eat it. That's
right.
the standard way to eat New York-style pizza.
Yeah,
it's not
I know.
A taco.
I've been to New York. I know.
But
you
when
have?
You fold,
yeah. I'll show you pictures.
Fold that bread. Does it change it from like a pie?
Nope. That's still
no?
pizza. That's
okay.
still pizza crust.
Yeah.
Then what's a taco?
Then what is a taco? It's tortilla.
It could be a pizza crust.
It could be a pizza crust. It could be a thin pizza crust.
You ever had a pizza taco?
No. Yes.
Yes.
No?
I
answer truthfully, Gabe. You can't
taco
you
pizza.
Can't the,
yes,
no.
Taco cat spelled
now,
backwards.
Now taco pizza
cat.
Is different. I'm talking about a pizza taco.
Yeah.
Is it the pizza turned into a taco or the taco turned into a pizza?
You take the stuff from a pizza, and you put it into a tortilla.
That's
yeah.
pizza. It's a pizza taco. It's the same thing.
What?
What about pizza rolls?
Pizza rolls? They're their own
calzone.
Thing. Yeah, that's more like a calzone than
it's more
it
like
is.
Calzone.
What about a chicken nugget?
A chicken nugget? That's
a, just a chicken
that's
nugget.
Just
that's
a
the
chicken,
bread around the edge.
That's a chicken
what
nugget.
What would that make that?
That is not a calzone. There's nothing else that goes into it.
What about a french fry?
A french fry? That's just a fried potato. Gabe, you were describing normal, everyday food.
What's something that's
breading.
Hard to...
Fish fillet.
A fish fillet?
Like the...
It's a sandwich.
That is... Yeah, that's a sandwich.
What about
yeah.
a chicken patty?
A chicken patty.
That's also a sandwich.
But it's like
but
bread around the edge.
But at what point... How long do you have to make it to make it become a sub?
Before it becomes a sub, I think...
Or is it the bread that you use?
I believe that it is the bread and the length.
Mm. I think
both have to play a major role in designing a sub.
Mm.
Like, it can't. You can't have a one-handed sub. That's near to impossible.
What do you
it
mean?
It has to be...
You can have a six-inch sub.
You can have a six-inch sub, but that's a six-inch sub.
What if I hold my sub, like vertically... So
vertically?
It's like it makes a V. Would that make it a taco?
if
or a
you,
hot dog?
Gabe, you deserve to be locked away in a prison.
Wait.
What if I hold
Wait
my-
a second. Wait 1 second.
Huh?
You cut a sub down the middle.
Oh.
And you put things inside. It's a taco.
No.
A sub is a taco.
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog too.
It's a sandwich.
Sandwiches can be hot dogs.
Listen to what I'm about to say. Listen here. A hot dog is one bun split in the middle, but you open it.
That's the same thing as a sub.
No.
What if I cut a baguette
Hey, let me talk. Don't interrupt me.
No.
With most subs, you got to cut it all the way through. You take the top bun off. You put the stuff on. You put it back on. Bada bing, bada boom. Sub. Sandwich. Not sub hot dog. Sub sandwich.
Subway. Yep.
Subway.
Subway.
They leave one side.
Yeah, we don't count it as real food.
But it's a sub. It's Subway. Firehouse Dogs. Firehouse Subs. Yeah. Also does the same thing. Jersey Mike's also does the same thing.
Listen. Love some Jersey Mike's. You can prove me wrong when Subway designs a sub hot dog sandwich.
But they call up my Subway representative.
If they make a foot long hot dog, I will eat my shoe. And I will that will prove you guys right.
They make a Subway hot dog?
A sub from Subway, Firehouse Subs, Jersey Mike's, anywhere, is a taco. It's a taco.
I'm going to work at Subway just so I can make you eat your shoe.
Okay, do it.
All right.
Because you're putting... You have to have a meat, unless you're vegetarian. Unless you're getting a vegetarian. You have to have meat.
Mm-hmm.
You can put any meat in there. You could put any meat. Like, you could put chicken taco. You can put chicken on a sub.
You can.
So, it's technically a chicken taco, and you can put anything on it, and it's still a taco. Because your sub is a sub. That is a sub. There's no way it's not. But a Subway, Firehouse Subs, Jersey Mike's sub is a taco.
Okay, before we continue, you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. You're on Off the Rails with Samuel Pierman and Gabe Brody. We're having a bit of a predicament here. Now listen, meatball sub.
Is that spaghetti?
It's a taco. It's not a taco. You don't put meatballs on a taco.
But it's meat. It's ground meat. Would that be a pizza?
Do you left it open?
It's the same thing.
Listen, do you put meatballs, marinara sauce, I forget, mozzarella on a taco?
You could.
On a tortilla?
You can.
You could, but would you?
I put that cheese willingly in that sauce, yes.
Willingly, maybe.
And meatballs are just beef, right?
Yeah, meatballs are just ground beef, but in a ball form.
So, yes.
The only thing that changes is it's marinara and
it's
cheese.
But the seasoning is different compared to ground beef in a taco to ground beef in a meatball.
I mean,
the flavors are different.
But that doesn't change the fact that it is.
But does it? Yeah. But flavors don't change the fact that it is what it is.
Would you eat a meatball taco?
Yes.
I mean, I guess.
Italian taco?
It's just an Italian taco.
It would be.
What about...
That actually sounds really good. I'm not going to lie. Anything sounds really good. I'm just really hungry.
I'm just like... If you don't... Because tacos have been around way longer than hot dogs.
Yes.
Definitely.
True.
So, I think that anything that has a slice through the middle that does not go all the way through...
Right.
And you put meat or anything, you have to, I think you have to kind of put meat in it.
Yeah.
To make it a taco, to be honest.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
So, you put meat in it, but it also is still connected. There's no, like, breakage. It's not like a sand, because if there's, like, not a, like, a hinge or something, it becomes a sandwich.
Okay.
But if there's a hinge, it's a taco.
Okay. So...
A sub is a taco, and a hot dog is a taco.
Why would they call it a sandwich then?
I don't know. It's not called a sandwich. It's called sub.
It's called a Subway sandwich.
It's a sub.
It's a Subway sandwich.
What about their footlong churros?
Footlong churros? I saw those. Dude.
I'm kind of hungry.
Footlong cookies, too? Dude.
I've been thinking about it.
Dude, I was thinking about it yesterday. I was just walking around, and I just saw $5 footlong cookie. Could you imagine that? 1 foot of cookie.
I'm good.
Probably pass out afterwards.
Oh, dude.
So I would throw up.
You would throw up?
We could cut one in half.
No, let's see 6 inches of cookie.
Yeah, then
we could split it into thirds. Four-inch cookie per person?
Oh, that's still a large. That's still a large cookie, guys.
Can we run by Subway before
do you think
show?
I think that's basically...
Maybe.
That's basically getting an extra large box of cookies from Crumble Cookie. Do you think you could eat a whole large box of Crumble Cookie cookies? Yes.
Give me, like...
Don't say a day. You got to eat it in one sitting.
Give me 20 minutes like, and YouTube Kids.
20 minutes? I need...
YouTube Kids?
I'm a iPad kid.
You're an iPad kid?
Yeah. Gen Alpha.
I always knew it.
Gen Alpha?
What did you just say to him?
Are you Gen Alpha?
Oh, that's not what I thought you said.
No.
My skibbity toilet.
Prison with you.
Oh, no.
Where's the police whistle? Officer, get him. This man right here. Get him.
No. No. No.
He's been taken away. Thank goodness.
I think my point has been proven.
No.
I think I've come out victorious. Gabe is on my side.
I came back. Majority. Yes, I am.
I think that the major thing.
Majority rules.
That defines it is we just win. How you view it.
Thank you.
You can view it based on the stuff you put in a hot dog, what you put in a taco, what you put in a sandwich, what you put in a burger. It just all depends on how you view it. Like, you can't come down to a single conclusion because everyone's got an argument. Everyone's got a different way they see it. So it's near to impossible to just narrow it down.
It's different perspectives because
you just give us
we've
a
all been
lesson.
Down, like, different avenues of life. So, like, I've seen tacos be Wonder Bread, but I've also seen hot dogs be on Wonder Bread and regular bread, and I've seen it, and it's not like it's the same thing. That's all the same. It's just a taco or a hot dog, a taco cannot be a hot dog, but a hot dog can't be a taco, and also a sub. Can be a taco, and you could also, but a taco cannot be a sub.
All I have to say is, you will probably never catch me wrapping my hot dogs in tortillas and eating them with ketchup. That's
you will catch me doing that though.
Slice it up, cook it in a pan,
call it a burrito,
saute
dog.
It. Yeah, you a catch me doing dog? That. You yeah. catch me doing that, Sam.
You need to put some stuff in it though.
Well, yeah, no, it was a hot dog, cheese. Sometimes I had like extra stuff like chili.
Have you guys ever cooked up a cheese roll up?
A cheese roll up?
You ever done a cheese roll up before?
It's just
like it's just cheese inside of a tortilla.
Yeah, and yes. like you could either like put bologna in it or ham in it.
Adding meat
and
to
then
a cheese roll up.
Yeah, and then you roll it. It's almost like a churro.
I mean, I've kind of done that. I've done it with like, not with bread, but like it took. Take a piece of ham, take a piece of cheese, and you wrap it all over it together. It's kind of like a little deli snack. It's not really too intense of a thing. Or you could do it the inverse way. Take a little sausage, take a slice of cheese, and wrap it.
Yeah.
Eat it like that. Mm-mm-mm. I love food. I'm a food guy.
I'm just hungry.
Yeah. I am
starving.
Too.
We have to stop talking about food. This is awful.
This is torture.
Is it for you guys?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Do you either of you work in like food places?
No.
No.
Okay, then you don't know the pain.
I work on myself.
The pain and struggle of
sitting there smelling the food
and not being able to eat it for like 3 or 4 hours. Yeah.
And then
you could eat it. I mean, what are they going to do? Stop you? No.
Fire me?
Yeah, they can do that.
Can't fire you when all their food is gone.
Yeah, well, they
I'd
can.
Still be out of
they,
a job. Because we don't have any food.
They'll be out of business. How do you think they're going to be able to pay for all the stocks that got eaten?
Oh, they won't.
Exactly. You'd be out of a job.
Yeah,
because the business would go out because the
store would close.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm fired. That means I had a little snack on the job. And
a little?
There's no,
that
no
means
more
that,
work.
That means that there is...
You know how many boxes of just bags of cheese are at my work?
A lot.
About 30. Oh, you can eat 30... 5-pound bags of cheese.
What kind of cheese is it?
It's like...
Swiss?
No, it's like... What's it called? I work at a pizza spot, so it's whatever they put on pizza.
Mozzarella?
Usually. Yeah.
Mozzarella.
Mm.
5-pound bag. Could you eat... And each box has two.
Yeah.
How is the cheese made? It's just like...
Shredded.
Shredded?
If it's shredded, I can eat so much more than just a block of cheese.
Dude, you will...
You're not eating 60-some pounds of cheese in one sitting.
You will have to drag me away by my ankles if you think that I won't eat 60 pounds of mozzarella cheese.
Leave me unattended with 60 pounds of mozzarella cheese and see what
happens.
That's
ridiculous.
Like, you will see what the power of one hungry human being can do to an entire bag of cheese. Let me tell you.
How many rats do you think it would take to eat 60 pounds of mozzarella cheese?
At least two.
It's insane.
Okay.
This is insane.
No, it's realistic. It's insanity. What do you mean it's insane?
You also have... I'm going to send you
drink marinara
a video of what the walk-in freezer at my work looks like. It is... You wouldn't be able to clear it out in one sitting.
Oh, if it's frozen, it might take me an extra minute.
Yeah, you'd have to
let it thaw out.
We could turn it off like 2 hours beforehand.
I have a walk-in freezer, and then I have a freezer in the back that actually freezes stuff.
Put one of those room heaters in there and just wait. It'll all get cooked eventually. Just give it some time.
Light it all on fire.
Light it all? No.
Well, like if you have like a little bonfire in the middle.
Okay.
Light a Christmas tree on fire in the center it cooks everything evenly.
There's also like 200 or so sheet outs of dough that you'd have to eat.
I can eat that.
There's no way.
You can eat the dough. I'll eat the cheese.
Listen, man. I love...
It's not a two-man job. This is a one-man job. You don't get to help each other.
You're forgetting something. I love bread. I love bread.
Why can't we have like a secret team?
Pastas. I can't get enough of it.
Me and the
boys. Will not be able to stop me.
I think you pop like a balloon. Eventually.
You want to bet?
I do.
How much money you got?
I bet you $1 million you can clear out where I
work. You don't have $1 million.
I would take out a loan for $1 million.
Imagine that's your explanation to the bank. Hey, so you're going to pay us back on that loan? Yeah, when I get the money. Well, what'd you spend it on?
Bet.
I lost a bet.
No, I didn't lose nothing. Because you ain't winning.
Okay.
Because you're not eating out an entire pizza joint that I'm not going to specifically say on air.
Oh, I will.
You know where I work.
Papa Murphy's?
No.
No.
He knows where I work. Pyramid does.
Father John's Pizza Place?
No.
Friar Tuck's Pizza?
It's bigger than Papa Murphy's. It's like one of the biggest.
The biggest?
In the whole country.
Pizza the Hut?
No.
Pizza the Hut.
No?
No.
Job of the Pizza.
You know where I work, Job of Pyramid. The
pizza? I
don't know where you live.
We've snapped with me in my manager shirt.
Oops. I forgot.
You manage work?
Wait, you're a manager?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How old are you again?
17. Why I can't say on air where I work.
How much do you get paid again?
Well, that is a rude
that
question.
That is a crazy question.
Is it competitive?
It is not competitive, babe. I will say I get paid a lot more than most managers at my work do. But I've also been there for over a year.
He's making six figures.
I wish.
Everybody in the world wishes that, man. What'd you say, Gabe?
$250,000 a year.
Dude.
Matt, I would actually
that must
you would
be,
never see me again.
That must like be cars. Some holy pizza you are making, my
friend.
Like, my goodness.
I think I get paid, I don't know if it's 15 or 15.50.
Okay, that's
15.50.
That's a pretty normal amount 15. Of money.
Yeah, but to like,
you should
just, yeah.
You should ask your boss if he can pay you six figures to make pizza.
I have to become a GM. GMs get paid six figures, I
they
think.
Do?
Really?
I thought it was only like 80,000, whatever.
I don't...
There's incentives that come with it and stuff, I think.
So that's how the work hierarchy works. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't discuss it with them because they'll get in trouble. But I think that's how it works. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know either. I'm not 100%. I don't know how the...
hierarchy of working works.
Yeah, I've... All I know
me neither.
Owner, workers. I don't know about the thing in between.
Manager, so it goes... Owner, district manager. There's probably somebody in between there. In between the
there
owner
might
and
be
the district.
Somebody right there.
The district manager.
Whatever. Yeah, and then there's the GM. Then there's the shift managers. Then there's crew members.
Then there's crew members.
And that's how they round it up.
I see how
also,
it works.
It scales up the bigger you're like.
The bigger responsibilities you get, the more you get paid.
Right. I see. I get it now. I understand. I am now prepared for when I am ready to work a real job.
Go work at Taco Bell.
And make lots of money.
I'll work at Panera. You can work at Taco Bell. He already works at Pizza
and
Palace.
And we can make trades. You can give me the lemonade. I can give you the Baja Blast.
My girlfriend works at Panera.
Is it a good job?
I think she has fun there. Okay. But she also works with her friends. Mm. So that must be nice for her. Well.
I still believe you guys are wrong.
I'm
just saying.
I thought me and Gabe are on the same side. Give me a high five, Gabe.
Yeah.
Woo! That was a bad one.
Also a bad one.
Hold on.
Nope. You guys are bad at this. Can't even give a simple high five.
It took us like 6 tries.
Well, I feel like we could do it better if we dapped up.
You could do way better. Well, while you guys try to do that, thank you all for joining us on this magnificent episode of Off the Rails. We will see you next week.
Bye.
And so my hand glad hurts. To have you all.
Well, yeah, we've been hitting each other.
Yeah, why have you been doing that? Oh, my gosh. Thank you all, everybody. Join us next week. We'll see you later.
I'm in the walls.